Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? It's about to go down. Don't
care. Standing by for transmission.
In a world where nothing is certain, ladies and gentlemen,
alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
An alternative fact.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
The Alternative Facts Podcast.
What is happening, good peoples? You are watching episode 73B of the podcast, GQ.
Yo, what's up, people? It's your boy, Bars.
Yo, it's Danger Felix, a.k.a. In Real Time. A.K.A. Boca Badass, A.K.A. The Gift of Giving.
Hey.
And we got, just in case that just popped up.
All right, all right.
What's up? What's going on? Say what's up to the people, just in case.
How's it going, everybody?
What's good, man?
All right. And, of course, ADHD should be a little later. I don't want to waste any time. I really want to just dive right in.
Okay.
To these topics, Marvel's future. Let's cover that. Let's find out what this is about. I believe this was your topic, Bars.
Yeah, man.
Let us know what is on your mind, sir.
I'm wondering if the people are liking the new direction that we're seeing Marvel go into. The characters that are being introduced. We see how some of the storylines are kind of playing out with WandaVision. Winter Soldier and the Falcon, which I haven't finished yet. I haven't seen the last episode yet, G.
Oh, word?
I have not. I'm sure you have.
Seen the last episode yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
What you doing?
I did.
What you doing, man? Come on.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Try to be a faithful TV show watcher, partner, as best as I can.
I know what that's like.
I'm trying. It was a toss up between that or Mortal Kombat. I got to see Mortal Kombat, so you know.
We'll definitely cover that.
Watch it and then secretly rewind it. Wasn't that what we was doing the whole time? When did we commit to this honesty thing? When did we do that?
I'm trying new things in my life, Danger. I'm trying new things, man.
Nothing wrong with trying new things, man. Okay, so, all right. Let me ask this, Bars. Do you care if we spoil it just a little bit?
Has everybody else seen it?
Yeah.
we've all seen it.
All right, kind of sort of talked about it yesterday.
Go for it. You guys do your thing. I'll
really good time for the spoiler talk.
Yeah. Captain America dies.
So,
spoiler alert.
Okay, all right.
Get that out of the way. Go ahead, G.
Take it. All right,
so.
I assume, because I've seen the promo for Anthony Mackie. I already know there's a new Captain America movie planned, so.
Yeah, you saw the outfit and everything.
Yeah, I've seen the outfit. I've seen the outfit.
Are you pleased with it?
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks dope. I haven't seen it in action yet, but I've seen the outfit. I've seen a picture of the outfit.
I'm not trying to do this too much, but is the outfit different than the one that was on the last episode, bro? Because if it's the same outfit, I have a huge problem.
It's different from the last episode. Is completely different from all the other outfits he wore throughout the series.
Yeah.
Okay. So the one that Bars is talking about for the new movie, is that the same one that we saw in the last episode?
Probably so. I'm assuming so, yeah.
Probably.
They did a little
Well, they might make some modifications because
it's not a Falcon suit anymore. Yeah,
there's it's not Falcon anymore. It doesn't have the Falcon signature. It's more so a Captain America with wings type of outfit. So
Okay.
That is like OD, man, with the turtleneck. Really, that's really the part that I hate the most about it. So they can just get rid of the turtleneck that goes like all up in here with it. I'd be cool with it.
So you're not feeling
need a vibranium cowl, actually, seeing as he doesn't have that super soldier serum.
Yeah. Something.
Okay.
Because he gets one hit on the head. That's it.
The white turtleneck didn't really bother me that much, because of what he was doing in the outfit. He was doing his thing. He had a brand new Red Wing, complete with not one but three drones now. Of course, the whole suit is made of vibranium mesh, and vibranium on the wings. So it's not going to get ripped off like it did before.
No, it's Wakanda technology.
Oh, it's Wakanda, which is better. Yeah, the Wakanda technology is much better.
Yeah, you're the black guy, the black suit from the black people. That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Support home team. And did you know that a lot of these episodes, I think all of the episodes of Falcon and Winter Soldier had a all-black writer's room?
Oh, that's dope.
Nice.
I can tell by that.
I just found that out.
Explain that scene with the Wakandan warriors. How badass that shit was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And they weren't even super soldiers.
Right.
and the part where they were like, they will never let a black man be Captain America.
Yeah.
That hit close to home.
That was a tough one, but he pulled through, man. He did his thing.
Yeah, I mean, you got to talk about it. Let me know. I'll see it.
I definitely don't want to spoil the end for you, Bars, but
okay.
Marvel did their best to make me cry, and they did. They succeeded.
Really?
So, good luck.
Okay.
Yeah, there was this one scene at the end of the episode that regardless of how thuggish you are, you'll have at least one tear.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if it hit me that hard, but you know, it was cool. It was cool. It had like the sentimental feel with it. It was cool.
I mean, are we talking like Endgame?
Not like Endgame. But
okay.
It was more Endgame so was an emotional, like happy emotion.
Okay.
Yeah. Happy Endgame emotion. Not sad. More bittersweet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It warmed your heart and it chills them out, but then you like back in because you realize that you're a thug.
Okay. All right. That's what's up.
Yeah. It was, I enjoyed it. Cool. I'm looking forward to do with the movie now.
Yeah. So, okay. So, like I was saying, for the future Marvel, so we know they're leading into a new Captain America, clearly. They just released the trailer for Shang-Chi. You guys seen that?
Of course.
I did.
That looks dope.
It looks good.
That looks like what Iron Fist was supposed to be.
Right?
I think they're trying hard, but
they just...
Iron Fist...
Not that nigga's weak.
It wasn't the worst.
I think they went out of their way to make us forget about Iron Fist because Fist was an embarrassment.
I don't think anybody was happy with Iron Fist. It wasn't the actual graphics or the fight scenes. It was the writing that got real weird. That's what really killed it. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I don't think it was as good as what you thought it was going to be. You saw the trailer.
The fight scenes were actually pretty entertaining. I will give it that.
When they happened.
Yeah,
that's
the one. Iron Fist twice probably throughout the entire series.
Well, the second season they used it more often. Yeah, season one it was just one, maybe two or three times.
Yeah.
And I didn't like
how the dude that played Cole Young in Mortal Kombat originally auditioned to be Shang-Chi, and
thank God that
he didn't get it.
Thank God,
because he was probably, since we're moving on to Mortal Kombat territory, he was, first of all, he was trash as an actor, and he was trash as a character.
No need to sugarcoat it.
Rebuke. Talk about Mortal Kombat. Let's get into it. Did Mortal Kombat ever have excellent acting, guys? Is that what Mortal Kombat was?
The original, I mean,
spot on acting for everybody.
No.
Here's the thing.
But one thing also, people have been giving this new Liu Kang so much shit, but he's did an amazing job.
You think so?
I think he did pretty damn well.
So the thing about Liu Kang was the performance. I thought the performance was okay. But the issue for me is that, and I think they did this on purpose. I think they did this on purpose because they were introducing Cole as the main protagonist, right?
Right.
And I feel like that's why Liu Kang looks the way he does. Liu Kang doesn't have really a well-defined body. He has like, you know, not like the original one from like the 90s. He was like...
No, the 90s dude was just pure ripped.
Right. So I think they did it on purpose, though, so we don't, you know, expect to keep focusing on him and then we kind of lose sight of Cole, who's kind of the main character of this new one.
I focus on the character that not only loses every fight he was in,
right?
But was incredibly uninteresting. We're not even talking about his acting. We're talking about the character himself. The acting is a whole different story. But if we're talking about the character, but here's the thing. The acting, you know, because we could argue that we don't come to Mortal Kombat for the acting, right? So let's take that out of there. The character of Cole Young, what do you remember about his signature move?
Yo, he didn't have one.
He didn't have
I was hoping that armor shit did something great, like absorb power, and he was able to use it against him some kind of way. But
when they started hitting him and you saw it lighting up for a second, I thought some Black Panther shit was about to happen.
Right.
Like,
right.
That was nothing. That was disappointing.
Yeah. The thing about Liu Kang, I take it as this kind of be like being like a prequel. You know what I mean? It ended the way it was supposed to, the way the original one started, with Kung Lao meeting his death by Shang Tsung. Liu Kang, he was young then, so I'm taking him as being young now, and eventually we'll see the growth in him coming into that leadership.
So speaking of people getting asked, with Cole, and what you said, Bars, about this being kind of like a prequel, you know what I mean? So he's still growing. Is everybody still growing? Because all of the characters got their ass beat, and I was trying to figure out. Wait a minute. Like everybody before, you know, it was like, all right, cool, we're about to get ready for this tournament, and then the new people came in. And I was like, okay, I get it. Right? They're not used to this type of combat, so they are obviously going to need to get trained up, but. How does Liu Kang go ahead and get his ass beat? Kung Lao gets his ass beat. Like,
now Kung Lao
dirty. I will say that they did this man dirty as hell.
Why do you think so? Why do you think, Jeff?
Like, he was
because they killed
out of all the fighters, he was doing the best.
He's supposed to
die. This motherfucker did the whole hat thing and the hat saw. That was beautiful. And then they just
he's supposed to, though. That's what happens.
Yeah, but. Give him a better.
And then he comes back later, right?
Let's sub zero.
Yeah, but no, but that's how he goes. Shang Tsung kills him, takes his soul, and then he comes back later on Shang Tsung's side. So I mean, you know, they let it be known in the film that none of the characters are really dead.
Here's my question, right? Why be accurate with the story when it comes to Kung Lao's death? But the original story never had a character named Aaron Cole or Young Cole Young or whatever his name is.
You can tell G is real hung up on this introduction.
No, but honestly, I don't like his character.
We didn't need him.
No, we didn't need him. But their excuse was for people who aren't familiar with the Mortal Kombat world, so they want more than you.
Because they definitely came through with that Scorpion storyline. That shit was dope when he came back.
I like that they brought it through. I thought that was gonna be more of the center. I thought I was gonna see more Scorpion as Scorpion. I was a little disappointed in that.
Yo, we heard says Raiden was juice, and that movie didn't like Raiden. Yeah, Raiden, they did Raiden dirty. Raiden was trash.
Yeah, he was pretty good. He was pretty weak.
Liu Kang was trash. Reptile. Hey. Yo, they killed me with Reptile.
Yeah, what I was trying to figure out what that was at first. I was like, wait a minute, who's that?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was Reptile
It was Reptile. It was horrible. I'm pissed that they went with the lizard version of Reptile instead of the ninja. That shit would have been dope. That was just horrible.
But the thing I will say that I did like about Liu Kang definitely the 90s version was the better Liu Kang, obviously. However, I like that the new one at least had his fire powers.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah. That was dope.
Yeah.
Like the fatality with the fire dragon, that shit was just phenomenal. Yeah.
I will give him that. A lot of the moves were video accurate, so I enjoyed that.
Yeah, like so.
But Kano, hands down, was my favorite character.
Oh, yeah. Kano took
this movie. If it wasn't for him, it would have been just, I would have stopped halfway through.
Yo, how dope would it be if they did a Kano and Cabal series? A Kano and Cabal series.
So
like a buddy cop film.
So Cabal, basically, why did Cabal they gave him a Brooklyn accent and it sounded horrible.
Italian. It was Italian. It was Italian.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
That was talking about Cabal.
Yeah.
Cabal's the cynetic fast. Dwayne Hurt says Jax was on point when he finally big arms.
That pissed me off too.
Yeah, it was weird.
I saw a meme earlier that said they gave him the tank arms.
He had the Terminator arms without the Terminator strength.
Yo, it's like skeleton. Why did they give him those arms in the first place?
I mean, that's probably the only kind of technology they had available there.
Hey, listen, man. This is real world
small material. Like, what it looks like. The length of him, he had T-Rex arms.
It looked pretty
T-Rex.
It's pretty his upgrade was like, what he gained super strength. He didn't do none of the rocket shit. They could have gave him regular arms, and they let the upgrade be the chromed out arms with some rockets or some shit.
That would have made
that's probably an update he does it by himself or something.
Probably so.
Because they went the entire opposite way with Jax. I will say that because in the older one, like in Annihilation, they're like, yo, you never needed your cybernetic arms, Jax. The strength was in you the whole time. Here they're like, nah, nigga. Rip them off completely.
Just get
these robot arms.
it was almost like they did like some type of practical joke, almost. Like they were like, hey, this guy doesn't have any arms. Let's see what he does when we give him these 12-inch arms that he can't do anything with
at all.
And let's watch him do a push-up.
Getting his ass beat.
Hey, yeah. You know what? The important part was that he was able to eat.
That's
what it is.
At least the man showed up and was able to eat dinner, so that's something.
True. He had dignity. He had to put his face down.
Exactly. Like, frostbite is no joke. So at least the man had some sort of arms.
Yeah.
Respect. There's a lot of stuff that they could have improved. It was a nice introduction, but what they did, I think, pretty well consistently for the most part, the fatalities.
Yeah.
So I think what Justin pointed out, the fatalities, bro, were pretty on point. I would have liked a little bit more for Scorpion at the end with the face. I would have appreciated him taking the
scroll.
Face yeah. But kudos to them for that. They did that justice with fatality.
Yeah, and on that also, they made Sub-Zero more accurately strong. Because in the old one, Liu Kang just threw a bucket of water at him and he was done. So that was kind of ridiculous. So here it was nice to see that he actually went down with a fight.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean this one. Yeah. I mean, like you said, Danger. It was a good introduction. You can see where they're going with the series. They already have like four other movies planned out, I think. And I think it'll get better as it goes. They got the basis of it pretty good.
You know, it's funny too. When I was watching it, I was thinking it captured the essence of the first one. You know what I mean? Like there was some punchlines that were like a little cheesy. You can tell they weren't trying to take it too serious at times, and it had that same feel, you know, of the one from the 90s. So I appreciated that. I felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say I was missing Johnny Cage.
Sub-Zero was beast. I would say Sub-Zero was probably the character in the entire movie, simply because Scorpion, they didn't show Scorpion that much. Which I wasn't really happy.
Sub-Zero was the strongest, but the best character was probably Kano, just because he stole the show.
Yeah, he was the most fun to watch. Definitely the most fun to watch.
I like that at the end. You're just like, oh, by the way, Sammy, you owe me $3 million.
yeah. But as a movie, let's be honest.
Oh, nah, as a movie, editing, storyline, like continuity, like a, nah.
Like a regular movie, just like by
as
itself.
As a regular movie, it was okay. It was like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
But as a video game movie, it was, I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
What's the replay value? Would you watch it again?
I would watch it
for the special. I'd watch it just so I can see
certain fatalities. I would watch, for example, that Kung Lao scene with the hat, where
you
turn to a circular saw, cut that woman in half. That was amazing.
You can catch it on YouTube. Just those 30 seconds.
When I saw that, I was like, okay, she about to die. As soon as she came in, I was like, all right, she going about to die quick. I just didn't think it was going to be like that. And I'm glad.
Flawless victory.
No, he did her dirty.
Oh, no, it was glorious.
But then again, that's like even his moving moves at MK10.
Yeah.
See, that's why Wesley went ahead and killed him right then. He probably was going to wait, but that was his girl. You saw how he was all romantic when he was in the other world? And then all of a sudden, he thought that she's going to be able to do something. He's like, nah, make quick work of your chick, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Take it back, both of pieces.
And then Shang Tsung was trash. Complete and utter trash. He was not as memorable as the original Shang Tsung from the first movies that came out. There was nothing memorable about him. Say it again.
We got a couple of fight scenes in the original for Shang Tsung. I don't know if I would call him trash in this. He served his purpose, what he was supposed to do.
He was decent.
It's the setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was decent.
I would love to see him.
The guy who played Raiden is the same guy from the Thor movies, right? From the Warriors 3?
Was he?
Raiden?
I think so, wasn't it?
Damn. I don't know. He might. I might have to look that up. Not too sure. Yeah, Dwayne Hurst.
It just goes to show how little respect Raiden was getting because nobody even was paying that much attention to him.
Yeah.
None. It is what it is. I think we exhausted everything we could possibly say about Mortal Kombat. But now I want to jump into some relights because UFC 261 took place last night. And let me just tell you that the entire card from the beginning to the end was freaking incredible. Every single fight on that main card was some type of finish, whether it was bizarre. I think there was one fight with Andy Smith and some other guy. Don't really remember him. And there was one point in the fight where Anthony kicked him in the back of the knee, right? And all of a sudden, like when he was walking on that leg, it was like the knee was buckling at the end of the round. So when he tried to come out in the beginning of the next round, he couldn't keep his balance. Referee stopped the fight. But it didn't stop there, though, because there was a lot more gruesome stuff that that happened. So you guys remember Chris Weidman, right? Are you familiar with Chris Weidman?
No.
You know who he is? Okay. All right. So Chris Weidman, the guy that Anderson Silva broke his leg on.
Okay.
Right? When Anderson Silva kicked him in the shin he broke his leg on. What's that? Yeah. True.
Broke his leg on.
Like he kicked Anderson Silva. He kicked him.
Yeah.
But ironically, Weidman, that same guy, ends up fighting this guy named Uriah Hall, who also here's the thing. Here's how small the world is. Uriah Hall is the last person to beat Anderson Silva, and Chris Weidman is the first person to beat Anderson Silva. Chris Weidman was in the fight where Anderson Silva broke his leg on his shin. But then Chris Weidman fights Uriah Hall, and this happens. Viewer discretion is advised.
I can't even book that.
You've been warned.
It's not going to be a flashing of a penis, is it?
That would be more pleasant to see.
Hold on.
If it's what I think it is, that shit was gruesome.
It was gruesome. Hold on, I'm trying to get it to play, yeah, but it wants to play slow for whatever reason. Oh, wrong fight.
I enjoyed it quite.
That was actually a really good knockout. Chinese girl Wei Li, I think her name is.
Yeah, she got kicked. Yeah, she was good. She's a scrapper. She could take a lot of hits. You know, a lot of respect for her.
Is that the one that swelled up homegirl's forehead that fight? Yeah, that one fight.
She could take a hit, but she couldn't take that kick right there.
Yeah,
it's the same chick.
Yeah,
it's the same chick. But hold up, let me play this one because I don't know if you guys have squeamish stomach, you might not want to see this. So here it is.
By the way, just confirmed that is the same guy who played who was in the Thor movies.
Nice.
Wait for it.
When he steps back, yeah. He didn't feel it at first until he took that step back.
Yeah,
adrenaline, man.
Yeah, that was rough.
He gets both.
It didn't go through the skin. But then, of course, your boy Usman, the Nigerian Nightmare, knocked out Jorge Masvidal. It was funny because prior to that fight, Masvidal was talking about how he has pillows for fists and he has no knockout, and
he
was gonna say the only way that he was gonna win was by wrestling him, right? Come to find out that that's not what happened during this fight. If it plays,
I didn't watch the event, man, but I watched all of the highlights today. And when I saw that fight specifically, I thought it was a movie. I thought maybe the lighting was messed up because it looks like one of the low budget films where you have to hit the person in the mouth and they spit out water because there was so much. It was like a wave. It looked like it was raining for a split second.
It did. Oh, the lag is horrible. We'll play it a little later just to remind us how brutal that knockout was. But yeah, got his knockout on Jorge Masvidal. Masvidal gave him respect at the end of the fight, and now he's the greatest of all time. I'm not mad at it. Nobody's really shown him trouble. And a lot of these people that he's fighting for like the second time.
You know, the people who claim that they're the best at something, people got to prove them wrong.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah. So now, let's move on from the UFC stuff because part of me wants to go back and play that leg break again, but we'll spare everybody
People listening could go watch it.
It's very disturbing.
I've seen it on YouTube.
You could look up the highlights. It's all over YouTube. It'd get to.
Watching that kick right there makes me never want to do a 100% strength kick ever again.
Bro, that bone to bone contact.
Man.
Yep. I do all my kicking with knives.
That's what happens when you check the kick. Okay. So now, let's go on to this Amazon show, Them. This show is incredibly disturbing. Incredibly disturbing. Mars, fill us in on the story for the people that don't know.
Yes, so, fill us in on the greatness.
Them is a series written by Lena Waithe, executive produced by Jordan Peele, that aired on Amazon Prime. I believe it's, is it eight or nine episodes, about this black family that moves to 1950s Compton, which at this time apparently is suburbia, predominantly white neighborhood. And it seems as if every time they were happening, okay, so they moved to this house, and it seems as if every time a black family moves into this neighborhood, they're pushed out by the white people, or they're pushed out by some entity within the household that they purchase. It's a wild show. It's an interesting follow. The supernatural stuff in the show was okay. I think the real message, I guess, came from the racial tension, obviously. I don't know. Did you guys get a chance to check it out at all?
I have not.
Yeah, I haven't finished it. I'm on episode 7.
Have you got to Cat in the Bag?
Say it again.
Honestly, you haven't yet. Have you got to
Cat in the Bag?
I don't remember seeing Cat in the Bag yet.
Yo, you don't remember it. You didn't see it.
You will remember it.
You told stories. You made a commitment to us. You said you was going to watch it, and you didn't watch.
I did. I did, man, but I didn't catch up yet. I'm all the way up to 7. 7 is the one that you told me about, right?
Yep, that's the one.
7 was the one that had the
fan. Cat in the Bag.
Cat in the Bag.
Cat in the Bag.
Right, I'll watch it. I'll watch it after after we're done here, because
don't watch it before you go to bed.
Now I'm curious.
Don't let that be the last thing you watch. Don't let that be the last thing you watch.
Like before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Damn. That good. Bad. Okay.
I mean, good.
I said that. I wouldn't say good. That good.
Listen, for me, it was a rough watch for me, and I'm at least
super twisted.
Out of the three of us, at least.
Super
I'm twisted. Pretty sure my mind is a little bit more
super twisted.
I feel like Bars and Justin might be neck and neck.
Yeah.
When it comes
to no comment
liking sick and twisted things on screen.
Hey, this was a rough
like
watch.
Did you like that kids film? What is it called? Saw. Did you like that
kids film series?
One of my favorites.
Saw is really good. Very bloody, really, really good. You see how big Justin is smiling, right? So you know he enjoys it.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
So yeah, Justin, if you get a chance, man, definitely check it out. It's hard to say that's a good show. It is a good show, you know. It evokes emotion. It serves its purpose. Is it a necessary show? I think that's the argument with some of the things that they show within the show. Cat in the Bag was a little excessive.
All right, so I got to watch out for episode 7 with that Cat in the Bag, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, everything else is pretty lightweight compared to that.
I like that. I thought it was good. Definitely thought it was something worth seeing.
How long are the episodes?
Like 40-45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was I don't want to say it was too deep, but you kind of get from the jump, like maybe after the first episode you realize that it's very
No such thing as too deep.
Yeah. I mean, I guess because of what you think it is. Yeah, you know, it starts off, you think it's a horror film, which it is, but not in the traditional sense. It's a horror film in the Jordan Peele sense.
Fair enough.
Right?
Like it's like a psychological racial thriller.
Yeah. It seems like a sequel, almost feels like a sequel to Us.
Because it has Us. Yeah,
it has that bigger picture.
Because honestly, now I also just view movies a lot different these days, because I started actually, instead of thinking about it from like the action perspective, I think about it from the writing perspective.
Yeah.
So, and that really changes how you view it.
Yeah, because it makes you concentrate on the story, and it makes it a lot more compelling.
Yeah.
For you to enjoy. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I'm curious as to how you guys feel about it once you've seen it, you know, finished it. We should hopefully we'll revisit this in what, 2 weeks, I guess, when the next episode is.
That's interesting because not to get too much into it because I don't want to spoil it for him, but in the way that it does from this horror perspective, it touches on a lot of things that are afflictions in the Black community. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to see, like, it's not blatant. It's a little bit more subtle, but you'll start to see it. It's a pattern as the show goes on. But yeah, man, worth watching. Check it out.
All right. So now let's move on to Good Badge.
Not gonna lie. Movies like this are also kind of how I learn about the American side of the Black experience, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I'm not from here. So I didn't experience the same things you guys did.
Yeah, it's a good reference too because it's a period piece, the show where it takes place. So that'll be helpful. So.
Justin, right, if you Andrew. Haven't seen Lovecraft Country,
oh, I have. My goodness.
Ooh. Okay.
Yo, Lovecraft Country fucked me up.
Yeah.
that show's wild.
It would. It would mess people up.
Yeah, that was my shit.
Good cop, bad.
All right, good, bad, bad, badge. Danger, talk to us.
Yeah, man. So good, bad, bad, badge. Recently, everybody in the world probably knows at this point. We just finished the Chauvin trial, who was the officer that had his neck on George Floyd's neck, killing him.
Mm-hmm.
Killing him dead, unfortunately.
Murder.
Right? Yeah. Murder, yeah.
It's a murder,
right? And we just had the trial, and we just got the verdict, and the verdict was guilty, which is cool. The one thing I want to say about that is it justice is almost served. That's the first step. A lot of people are rejoicing this stuff, and that's half the battle because it's hard to get convictions.
It's not openly celebrated.
Yeah, but then after we get the convictions, it's hard to get a fair sentence. So we'll have to see how that second half goes. But I bring this up because there have been a few more incidences with police officers. There have been shootings against Black and brown people. And I wanted to bring this up because of what was going on. I think the biggest one is the Makia Bryant is the biggest one. And here's another one. I gotta find another one. I think it is a Black kid or Hispanic kid, and he had a gun. The cop shoots him, and the kid throws the gun over the fence before he shot. And I bring this up because a lot of people, you know, with the Makia Bryant thing, and if you're not familiar with what's going on with Makia Bryant, a police officer was called to a house. There was an altercation with some teens who were having a physical scuffle among themselves when the cop showed up, and the cop ended up shooting Makia Bryant during the scuffle with another person. And I bring this up because a lot of people started protesting. Black Lives Matter is already out there. Everybody's mobilizing, right? And I don't know if they should be. On this one. And I say that to say this. I think it's great that we mobilize when we get all the facts, right? The George Floyd thing, that was like a 10-minute movie. You know what I mean? That video was, we saw everything. There was no gray in that. That was black and white. He murdered that man. And we kind of knew it. So it was good for us to mobilize when we saw that to try to get justice. In this situation, based on the video I saw, and again, we don't have all the facts yet. The video was short. More details may come out. There's still some things that are not consistent with people's accounts of what happened on that day, as far as witnesses. But I just say that to say what we're trying to do is make sure that police officers who are truly in the wrong, we have all the details and they're in the wrong, are prosecuted based on their wrongdoing. You know what I mean? When they talk about bad officers, we talk about bad apples. We need to make sure that we're really addressing bad apples and not apples that are just next to bad. You know what I mean? We need to be able to differentiate. So I just want us to be careful as we jump to conclusions about certain things because of headlines. You know what I mean? Because we think, okay, maybe there's something. Take a little bit more time to get the details. Check some different sources first, because this could be a situation where the officer may not have been in the wrong. Is there a better way to handle it? Maybe.
The video I saw, I did see a knife.
I don't know when the shot, how it connects as far as timing to when the person was shot, because the video was edited. But I did see a knife. So could something else have been done? Maybe. You know, maybe. But just let's just be careful so that we don't have this, it's us against them. You know what I mean? That's not what we're trying to do, to say it's all of us as a community, all of us, black, brown, white, other, everybody against bad police officers, bad policing, bad police systems. That's what's about. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up. Bars, you got it for the rest of the McKee.
Yeah, good point, Danger. I agree with you. Unfortunately, for this one, the cop wasn't in the wrong. He wasn't. The details around the situation is the most fucked up part of the situation. This young girl, unfortunately, she called the police prior to them arriving because she needed protection. She was about to be jumped by these three other women, and she was protecting herself. It's just unfortunate that when the cop pulled up, she happened to be defending herself within that moment, and it looked like she could have been the actual, I guess, criminal as opposed to the victim at that time. And the cop did what he did in order to save another life. That's basically what happened. You know, the cop was doing what he was supposed to do. Do we wish he would have taken a different precaution? You know, I wish he would have had a little bit of time to decide whether or not he needed to use his gun or his taser. You know, I say maybe, you know, shoot a shot in the air. A couple of people, they disagree with that, saying, you know, what goes up must come down. But I say, what are the chances of a bullet coming down and striking somebody in the head versus a 16-year-old girl being killed in that moment?
Yeah, but so here's my thing, right?
Yeah.
Here's my thing. So he did what he felt he had to do in order to protect another life, is what I'm understanding.
Yeah.
But there was this other situation where a cop was getting attacked by a white man.
Mm-hmm.
And all they did was yell at him to calm down. So why is it okay to yell and verbally de-escalate a white man but use deadly force on a black girl?
Well, I know what video you're talking about, G. The only difference with that, like you said, the white man was attacking the police. It was a solo individual with distance from the police coming towards the police. So they had time to adjust how they would react versus there being
a confrontation. Wait, are we talking about the truck situation, or are we talking about the guy that had the machete?
The guy with the machete.
Okay.
Oh, this dude had a machete?
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah. He was coming at police, but he had distance to where police can talk to him and do those type of things. This was a confrontation already in place. The officer pulls up and he sees somebody about to be attacked with a knife. His instinct is to protect. He's protecting. I'm sure if it was a situation where, I can't say I'm sure, because I do believe deadly force is picked and choose on who it's used against. I do believe there are plenty of circumstances where black people are gunned down or killed by police officers when it shouldn't have been deadly force used. I want to make that 100% clear. Unfortunately, this case is not that, though.
Yeah. So if I can interject here, my main thing on that topic of, you know, police are always going straight to shoot first and then ask questions later. But the real issue is with their training and how short it is. Because it's one thing that American cops all carry, well, not all, but most of them carry guns. Mm-hmm. And they only go through about, 6 months of police academy?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, cops in, say, somewhere in bumfuck Europe, they'll have like 2 years of police academy and they still won't get a gun. So It also has to do with how long they're being trained and who is the one that's training them. Because if you have that so-called bad apple doing the one that's doing the training, then what his views are being taught to the newer cadets, and that's how it just keeps on repeating itself.
And the training's not changing. The training doesn't change with the times. I think at this point, I don't think officers should have guns. If they have guns, and if they're gonna have guns, I think they should have rubber bullets. I don't think they should have any lethal weapons on them.
Yeah. So I'd also go as far to say that if they want to continue with their 6 months of police academy, fine. But then officers who are allowed to carry guns should have to do an additional training on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good points. Yeah. It's good points. I think that it goes even beyond the training. Obviously, there's some things that they definitely need to train on as far as understanding how to approach situations and de-escalate. I think the other half of that is the larger system of the police union and the local governments and state governments who basically are saying, you know what, maybe the training was bad, but, you know, we'll go ahead and try to fix it in the future. And we'll let the cops go off, right? They get a second chance to continue to do better in the future. But for the people who they affect, most of the people are dead. Yeah. They don't get no do-overs.
Yeah. That's why someone said it best. A couple days ago, I heard someone say, and it made a lot of sense. They said, what happened at the Derek Chauvin trial was not justice, it was accountability. Because it's too late to get justice for George Floyd. The man's already dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's heavy. That's really leave it on. But okay, this is a very, very strange transition. So forgive me. Gender equality is it's finally here, according to Danger. Why is that?
Well,
talk to it.
Well, it might be here. So, as we all know, if you're not too familiar with it, gender inequality shows its face in many different ways, right? There's pay disparities between men and women, how men and women are treated as far as for levels of respect. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are unequal that women are fighting to make equal, right? And some allies as men are trying to help with that process too. And one of those things is women are often judged based on how they look, right? Not based on their skills, on their merit and hard work, but how they look. We take the presidential election when Hillary was running, when Kamala Harris was running, they talked, you know, about, they didn't really talk about their ability to lead and their policies. They talked about the clothes they were wearing, the colors they're wearing, and all of this stuff, right? Kamala Harris is too attractive to be vice president. There's all this stuff that comes out, and it happens all the time for me. But I think,
all right, are we just gonna speed past that? Wait, so who's proclaiming that Kamala Harris is too attractive to be vice president?
Just some trolls on the internet, you know, any reason not to let her go into the West. And they'll use stuff like her attractiveness is going to be a distraction when she's in like movies with dealing in meetings with like foreign leaders and stuff. A lot of crazy stuff was said out there on the message boards during the election. I mean, a lot of crazy stuff.
Prime Minister of New Zealand, that woman is gorgeous.
No.
Yes, I am.
wait! What are we saying? What are we saying no to?
New Zealand? What's her position?
I believe she's the prime minister. I don't think that was president, is it?
Prime minister.
What's no, they name? Got prime ministers. Almost everybody has prime ministers.
Prime minister.
So, as a country, rather than addressing the issue where we stop judging women based on their looks, I think we're starting to judge men based on their looks and not their merits.
I understand what you're saying about the Hillary Clinton thing, but people weren't so much judging her looks as they were just like, yeah, man, we don't like this. We don't like this woman. Nah, get her out of my face.
I just think it's interesting that people are all of a sudden saying, oh, she's too attractive to be vice president, but that would have to be in the eyes of the voter, correct?
She's straight, though. She got some big ass teeth.
Wait. Can you show us what picture you found?
Let me see. Hold on.
Hey, pick the right tab. Kids might be watching.
Wait. I don't know. Can you see that? There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, she has some other ones. It's the T size for me, though. It's the,
yeah. That's okay. A breaker. Fair enough.
Okay. I mean, yeah, maybe she just, according to New Zealand standards, has a very radiant smile, I guess.
Yeah. Got a big-ass mouth. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
So rather than addressing the issue, where we stop judging women based on their looks, I think we've started judging men based on their looks and not their abilities. And I came to this conclusion when I was watching a video covering NFL draft, which is this Thursday. Super excited, man. The Jets are going to start winning, turn around like the Knicks did. I'll get back to that later, but it's super exciting, right? So you got all of these young quarterbacks coming out of these colleges. So I've been watching videos for like ever since the NFL season ended, the regular season. And I've been watching the videos, and all the videos have been pretty consistent, except this one video. In this video, this guy is breaking down film study of Mac Jones from Alabama. And he's sitting there talking about how this kid is talented, and, you know, he has a strong work ethic. And then he was like, cons? Well, his body. Maybe he's not that sexy, you know? Maybe he doesn't have that physique. You know, he's a little doughy. I was like, wait a minute.
Wait. Now this is judgment by another man, correct?
Commentator.
I do. Yeah. He does the film study and break of skills.
He said he's doughy.
Is that doughy?
Is that the male version of the thing?
He said maybe. No, it's the opposite. He said maybe.
Nah, that's
he's
that's
not
like
that
the male
sexy
version of the Pillsbury Doughboy.
No. I was like, wait a minute, did something happen? Like, we were just covering, oh, this guy can throw 30, 40 yards, he has good footwork. And in this video, he starts off with the cons. Maybe he's not that sexy. I'm like, huh? Saying gender equality might be here, guys. Be prepared to get your looks up, because skills may not matter no more for us.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if we only judge men based on their looks, Sia would never have become as famous as he was. So I'm glad that wasn't a thing.
It's a good looking man. He has unique looks, Justin. He has unique looks.
There you go.
Specifically. Looks, you look, right. He has a unique look. There we go. All right. I saw this title for this particular topic, and just reading the title, I assume that, you know, Danger may have had a moment that he would like to share with us. So I would like to give the spotlight once again.
It's about time he admitted
Danger.
It.
Danger, tell us what's going on. Who changed your life? Who are the fellas, and how did they change your
life? You're welcome. In advance.
All right. So, you know, the fellas is UG, it's GQ, it's Bars. I don't remember if Soul Patch weighed in on the time, but we've had a few conversations about this. It came up on the podcast at least two times. We've had private conversations about it. And, you know, sometimes in your life, you know, you live in a certain way, right? I'm not going to say it's right or wrong, but you live in a certain way that makes life more difficult. And then somebody comes and they provide you with a word, they provide you with some guidance, right? And you take a different path, right? And then your life begins to improve. Things become easier, more positive, man. That's what you guys did. And sometimes it's not the big stuff. Sometimes it's the little stuff, you know? It's just the little stuff, you know?
That's why we're here.
And that little stuff is my butthole.
I take it back. Not why I'm here.
That's so not, we got enough?
Huh? No. Like, no. So, I talked to the guys, man. I had this conversation about the wet wipes. Oh, you know, when you do anything. Huh? Oh, that was a coincidence. I was trying to find the most manliest thing that I could get. I know we have the other one, the ass wipes. Those are pretty manly too, but
there was another one called the camo wipes, right?
The other one's called dude wipes. It's probably
Yeah.
So I remember we had a conversation about it. I was like, I don't use them, right? I don't believe in it. It's not natural. You know what I mean? And got into a rough situation one day. I looked over and I saw those wipes. And
talk about it.
Go ahead. Let us know.
And it changed my life, man. You know, I can't use the bathroom without using them. You know, it's about feeling fresh and clean on the inside and on the outside.
It's not so rough, so, right?
Thank you, guys.
It's not so rough, you know.
Yeah, it's eye opening. You know what I mean? It's truly life changing. Truly life changing.
Toilet paper, who?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I'm a little strange. Say it again.
Say much better than the washcloth.
What do you do with the washcloth after, though?
Man, I hope you flush the goddamn washcloth.
Do you wash it immediately, or what do you?
No, you burn it. You get rid of that thing. You don't reuse that washcloth. You don't bathe yourself again with that washcloth.
Puts it right back in the shower.
Put it back in rotation.
Yeah, let all the stuff hit his feet. Listen, I'm kind of in a different situation because what I do is I do dry, wet, dry. I'm complicated. I use the dry one to make sure I get the bulk of it out. Wet to clean everything, and then I use the dry to dry off the wet.
You just wasting paper, my nigga.
Honestly, that makes sense though, because you don't want to put your drawers back on and then just feel wet down there. You know what I mean?
You don't want to go. You don't want to put your drawers on and your butt crack is wet.
Walking around with soapy swamp ass all day.
It shouldn't be that wet.
Bro, that's a shower.
Swamp ass. Called a shower. That's what it is.
That's called a shower.
In Florida, man.
You're dry. It's too hot for that. And then you get wet. And then you dry yourself. That's a shower. Nigga, you just need to take a shower. Stop.
So in other words, but then what if I'm in one of those rare situations where I'm in a public place? Now, normally I don't take dumps in public places. I have this thing where I just can't take dumps anywhere else but home or someplace that's like home, like my pops' house or somebody like that. Or my grandmother's, but I can't bring myself to do a number two anywhere but those three places. So
I love going number two in public. It's like a vacation.
I'm in an emergency situation. Say it again. What happened?
Love going to bat number two in public. It's like a vacation for my butt, man. We on holiday. Man.
Different places.
But what do I do? What do I do in this situation?
You don't want to get that kiss from Poseidon when you're in a public toilet, you know what I mean?
That's true. That's part of the risk, though. You know what I mean? That's part of the excitement. You know, like maybe, you gotta be careful, you gotta be like, you gotta plan it out, you gotta be strategic with it. You can't just be going out there all willy-nilly, right? That's how you get yourself hurt.
So what are you saying? Are you saying high risk, high reward? Is it that kind of thing?
Yeah. Danger does it for the thrill.
Nah, fam. I don't even call that high reward because you also got to consider most public places have that single ply bullshit.
That too.
Yeah. That's why you need to make sure you have strong quad muscles so you can hover. That way your booty doesn't touch seat. And you can move out of the way before that splash happens.
See, that's why I only use the bathroom in the finest of Chipotle's. You know what I mean? I'm out here on random gas station, man.
Oh, you ain't living if you ain't going to the gas station.
All right, so you won't do it at 7-Eleven, but you might do it at like a McDonald's or something.
I don't know about a McDonald's.
Everybody goes to McDonald's.
Maybe.
McDonald's Key West.
McDonald's is at least cleaner than Steak and Shake, man.
Wait, what? What happened?
At least McDonald's is cleaner than Steak and Shake or Taco Bell. That, those are just.
Listen, it's cleaner. I'm not trying to take no chances in a Steak and Shake or a Taco Bell just because of that type of activity. That's
it's a lot less.
that's a risk right there.
What restaurant would you say is the highest risk of something going wrong?
Bars, did you say you never use the adult sort of restroom? Is that what you said?
No, I said I never use the Chick-fil-A restroom.
Probably
real heavy. Chick-fil-A is clean.
They got wipes? I bet you they do.
Nah, man,
and if they don't, they'll probably get some for you.
All right, you probably just request them.
they when it comes to customer service, they are no joke. All right. Now that we've talked about our booty holes and how we clean them.
You're welcome, Danger.
I got to get in.
Take care of your hygiene, guys. Good hygiene's important.
I'm glad we can make somewhat of a difference in your life when it comes to cleanliness. Danger in danger.
What is
that about?
So this is actually very serious. It's very serious.
Try not to laugh.
Because I know, because I already feel it coming. So... So this is a picture of waterboarding. This is somebody getting waterboarded.
Right.
I had something happen to me. I'm just going to say it. I waterboarded myself for about a minute.
Why?
Are you okay? Are you okay?
It's not going to be exactly what you think. So I was taking a shower and I went ahead and I forgot what it was. So I was taking the shower and I messed up my routine a little bit and I forgot to clean my hair. So I put the shampoo on my hair and you know how the shampoo sometimes when your face is wet, the shampoo rolls down the side of your face and it starts to irritate your eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not when it gets in your eyes, but it's getting close and you can kind of feel the chemical starting to burn. You're like, oh, I'm gonna get this. So I went to get a towel to wipe it off. And then I was like, all right, well, if I'm wiping it off, I might as well rinse my face off because I had soap on my face. I don't know if I stopped breathing, but I closed my mouth, lifted my head up to rinse my face, water shot down my nose. I swear to God, it felt like drowning. I couldn't breathe. I turned the shower off immediately. I opened the door. I was coughing. That shit was like 30 to 45 seconds with no cloth on my face, like what actually happens. Yo, waterboarding is not a joke, bro. If somebody threatens me with waterboarding, straight up, I don't know who's watching this. I'm going to tell you everything you want to hear. I don't care. I don't give a shit. You'd be like, listen, where's the bombs? They right there, bro. We ain't have to start this. As soon as I see the water and the towel, I'm tapping out, bro. It's over. It was awful. Truly awful.
You good, though? You okay?
Oh, yeah. I was perfectly fine after a while.
Are you traumatized? Any PTSD?
So the name Danger Felix just means you're a danger to yourself.
At times, I'm a danger to myself and Hashtag don't be
okay.
Oh man, I'm sorry you had to experience that, sir.
I'm glad you're here with us, signifying that you're okay. I'm very happy.
I am. And don't mistake my laughter for not being concerned. I'm very happy that you're still here with us.
Good to see you alive and breathing, my man.
Laughter. Bars is laughing out of relief. He's relieved.
I don't know if it was worse because it happened or it caught me by surprise. I'm not sure. Like maybe if I knew it was coming, I'd be better prepared for it. I was freaking out because I didn't know what happened, but I knew I couldn't breathe and I didn't like that.
Yeah. I feel you.
That's
This nigga almost drowned himself in the shower. Right now.
So I guess that's that's a really good transition to danger, because we're not done with you yet. We talked about your near-death experience, but now, from what I understand,
gosh, I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of these transition scenes. Again, kudos, G. They feel good.
Andrew got questions.
They feel good, and I do, you know? It almost makes me forget because the production quality is so good, man. Every now and then, you know, we see the things, the stories on the internet, on YouTube and everywhere about celebrities who leave major tips. You know what I mean? So-and-so left $1,000 tip, $500 tip for everybody. Somebody left $3,000, $5,000, especially during the pandemic. A lot of celebrities were doing that. I thought that was real cool. And then it made me think, what about the person who's like filling out their receipt? And they're like, you know what? The service is good. I want to change somebody's life. I'm going to leave them a $500 tip on top of what I paid. Boom. Writes $500 on the tip line. Signs it. Leaves. Doesn't have the money, though. What happens to those people?
It's a special place.
They go to hell. You can't get a brother all worked up like, hey, I got a $500 tip, and then when you go to collect, it's not there. Nah,
especially if a nigga's mad at his job and he quit that same night. Fuck his job just to find out the tip bounced.
Yeah, that's depressing. That's really depressing.
I just thought,
okay.
That's not even rude. That's just inconsiderate.
It is. It's very inconsiderate. It almost makes you want to ask.
That was a hell of a transition.
How was that? Was that good? I'm trying to get a little bit more creative with the way I transition between, you know, segments and having a little bit of fun with it.
G, you're a digital DJ, my dude. Just mix it.
I try.
Yeah, no specific order, man. You could just run the video, pick one, let's go.
Okay, so I'm going to bring one screen up, and you probably are going to have to share what we are seeing before I press play, because I think you probably memorize it from the first frame. I don't know why it looks that way. Why does it look that way? Is that how it's supposed to look?
Oh.
Okay. What are we about to see here?
What are we about to see? Just run it. Just play it. You'll see.
Oh, it's like that. Okay.
Oh, my God. I saw this. No. Yo.
Is there any sound? No sound?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, man. This was just some of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
So.
Yeah.
These people are getting ready for a party. A little shindig. Showing that the inside of the toilet bowl has been cleaned out.
They ain't clean a goddamn thing.
They just let the water out.
What are they?
You can clean that shit with Clorox and holy water. I'm still not drinking out of your toilet. Right?
That's the only way you can get that toilet clean. Is that fruit punch?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Saw this Jamaican dude do a reaction video to this morning.
And Sprite. And Fanta?
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, these college kids is different, nigga.
She shows, man, she's so like.
Bathroom not clean, they're not college kids.
40-year-old niggas.
That looks like it's a house, like a garden party or something, and people are like homeowners. That's not college kids.
Are they trying to wait to see, like, is this what happens? Like, they worry about kids raiding the house. Like,
Wait for it. It gets worse.
The video's only halfway through.
Yeah.
It gets worse, man.
Why is my question?
Honestly.
So she gives them
the devil wouldn't even make someone do this.
They're saying how much their guests are going to love it.
How much what?
And now they're flushing the juice into the bowl onto that, all that rest of that bull stuff. Nah. Mm-mm.
You see it fill it up?
Yeah. So what?
Well, they're going to serve that to their guests.
So that's their punch bowl?
Yep.
Oh, if I go to any party now, I need to see it. I need to see the punch bowl. I don't. Oh, can I get you something to drink? Yeah. Point me to it. No. You're gonna point me to it.
Look, man, we say don't shit where you eat as a ways of saying don't sleep with people you work with, but don't shit where you eat.
Literally, I'm not sure. Okay, maybe I'm mistaken, but a toilet bowl, the way a toilet bowl works. Especially a working toilet bowl where you're able to flush and the water, goes through. Where did the water from the tank, all of it didn't go inside of the bowl. It had to go somewhere else, or something else had to help it push through. No? That's not just fruit punch.
No, because that goes from the tank into the bowl and then through the bottom. Uh-huh. So that did all go into the bowl, but some of it may have flushed down. I'm not sure. But
that's just disgusting.
That was Bars, just...
I feel like somehow you're trying to make it seem more okay. Like, oh, well, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter if there's
there's no making this okay. Someone has at some point in time peed and pooed in that bowl. And I have a simple rule about toilets. They're less to put things into, not to take things out of.
Definitely.
Only I could see this being something that they would want to do is if this toilet was literally just built. Yeah. If this toilet was literally just built and never ever used, that's even a maybe.
If it were like a housewarming
there were stains in that toilet bowl.
Not connected.
Yeah, if you look inside the tank, even there was like limes on the.
Yeah, there was stains.
That's gross. That's officially gross.
Yeah, that's unethical. The FDA needs to go shut these motherfuckers down.
Yo, real quick. I give you $100,000. You eat from that bowl, full spoon. Who doing it?
Show me the money first, and then
from the top. From the top, I'll take a scoop from the top.
No. Full spoon, show me bro. That money. That's a whole thing leveled off.
I want cash in a briefcase in front of me, and if I see it, then I'll take one bite.
Right.
Yeah. Other than that,
I got first ladle.
I don't do cash app.
I need proof. A wire transfer completed before I even think about doing it.
Would I accept Bitcoin?
Nah.
Damn, nobody, man.
Bitcoin I'm watching Bitcoin. I'm a little more watching Dogecoin as well, but
if you got Bitcoin, you can pay me $100,000 in cash. It's cool.
$100,000 Bitcoin? All right. Bet. I'm gonna get working on this project. I'll let you know how it goes.
Are we legit doing this? Shoot. If you got access to Bitcoin like that, then I might jump in.
It's gonna take me a couple days to get that.
Okay.
You heard him say it.
I'll give you some.
Heard him say it.
I'll give you some time.
Man, we said one sip.
The bowl could be this small.
Right.
Just putting that out there.
All right, so what's the second thing you got pulled up here?
Yeah, bars, set this up, or do we just do we go in?
Just let it play.
Oh man, why you do this? Here we go.
It makes it better.
Mind you, I want to let everybody know. Bars sends me these videos, and he tells me not to watch them until the show. So we are all watching this for the first time. So here we go.
No.
Yeah, oh my goodness. What?
So that is he gonna be in the okay, strongman competition?
That was amazing. That was quite amazing.
You know, you get mad at your parents when you're a little kid and you just like run away from home, you take a toy with you. This is like if that were to happen to Goku, but he just took the whole fridge. He's like, nah, I'm taking all this.
Yeah. Except Goku just flown off.
That shit tripped me out. Not only did he have the fridge on his shoulder with one arm, this thing got on a bicycle.
Now there's so many things to unpack with that, right? Because first of all, the dude is mad strong. I give him props for that. Then he got on the bike. A particular amount of pressure that is applied on his nether region while he's sitting on the bike, and yet he seems completely unaffected.
His weight distribution is incredible.
We also got to think about if it's an empty fridge, it's probably also smaller, more. It's a pretty thin fridge also. So an empty thin fridge like that wouldn't be that overly heavy.
To ride a bike?
Yeah, but then if you add together the weight of the fridge, his body weight, all that pressure being applied to his crotch, unless it's one of those bike seats that have like gel on them, then I could see.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, the man's out of his mind, but yeah, that was honestly I'm more impressed than anything else.
Definitely so.
See guys, yeah, anything is possible.
Anything.
See, this guy probably got invited to the party from those other people with the toilet bowl thing. And he's like, I'm going to bring my own food because I don't trust the shit y'all serving.
I don't blame him.
Nah, he went to the party first. He ate that shit up and it gave him powers. See?
You know what? That whole toilet bowl thing almost seems as if they pulled a page out of
Yeah. That's Oscar worthy right there. That's Oscar worthy right there.
How was that? Yeah.
That's
good.
How you do it. That's the ultimate transition. That's the ultimate.
And get this man an award.
There we go.
Oh,
God. Hey, man. That's
Good stuff.
All right, gentlemen. Let's give Bars a spotlight. You know, we're about to make us squirm.
All right. I think I'm mentally ready for this one.
All right. I need you guys to pick a number. One, two, or three?
Three.
Two.
All right.
I got a first.
Who did you hear first, Bars?
Rock, paper, scissors for it. It's the only way.
Go for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You can't see your hand.
You can't see.
Where's your hand?
Ready? Your hand? One, two, three, go. Ready? One, two, three, go. Is there a delay? You go okay, first. You guys how about that? Okay. You start. You ready? Rock,
paper, scissors, shoot.
All right. You got
okay. All right, Danger. You lost all three times.
Yeah.
You got one, G has two, and Just got three.
That should be good.
All right. Danger. Number
perfect.
One, sir.
Let's get this out of the way first. That's a good sign. If I get to go first, it's a good sign.
Yeah. Would you rather chew a stranger's used condom inside out for 3 minutes or eat a handful of maggots one by one from a dead corpse?
Did you say chew on a used condom?
Chew on a used condom inside out for 3 minutes.
Just chewing though, right? No swallow.
Just chewing.
When we say inside out.
Inside out.
That means the part that
as in the jizz would be in your mouth. Inside.
Oh.
Got you.
He did say the condom was used. So
and he didn't say it was completely
used. One by one from a dead corpse.
Is that a dead corpse? Okay. What?
Dead corpse. I mean, it wouldn't be a live corpse. So either way,
that would be a miracle.
You said maggots, right?
Yeah, maggots. Yeah.
Dead maggots, not live maggots.
No. Live maggots from a dead.
Off a dead person.
Oh, from a dead corpse. So I'd be eating the maggots, in which case makes me a cannibal because I'd be eating flesh because that's what they ate. Got you. So one, I'm a cannibal for the rest of my life. They're gonna be like, oh, you know, you ate people, you know, by proxy. And then the other one is gonna be like, nigga, you chewed on a used condom. So
I think either way, you're a cannibal.
Yeah, because that is still human DNA you're eating out of that condom.
Those are potentially people.
Yeah, they're boneless children.
They're kids.
I'm gonna go with the maggots. You know what I mean?
I'm not opposed to
Yeah.
It's a good point.
I would argue that maybe that
should be the campaign that brings us all together. We should start that. Those people should start the campaign that brings us all together. A sign of like semen, a whole bunch of semen on a sign, being like, we all started off like. Dope bars.
I would argue that we all started translucent.
I don't think they'll
it's
buy
not
it.
Completely white. It's you know it's so it's an off white.
But
it's
but
like watered down yogurt.
You might get those who might be like, well, I didn't really start out totally white. I was off white a little bit. Your daddy didn't drink enough water, you know.
Mm. Nope.
Stay hydrated, my friends.
All right. G, you're up next, ladies. You're hypothetical, man.
All right.
All right, G. So, would you rather wake up every day forgetting how to use your genitalia or forgetting how to wipe your ass after shitting?
Oh.
Only your closest relative can help you relearn. And who would that be?
Only my closest relative could teach me
both. Relearn.
Oh my gosh. Oh
so
my
relearn using the genitalia or relearn or, wiping my butt?
Wipe me your ass. Okay.
So when you say relearn genitalia, does that include peeing?
How to use it. However you use your genitalia.
How did I say two?
I want to say I'm glad I said three, but I'm not yet.
Let's try to unpack this a little bit. So I forgot how to use my genitalia.
Yeah, correct.
On one end. But on the flip side, I forgot to know how to wipe my butthole.
Correct.
My butt crack, all that. I'm gonna go. And I'm gonna go super unconventional, right? I'm probably going to reach out to my grandmother to help me with my butt wiping situation because my grandmother is a nurse and I wouldn't feel a way about my grandma helping me with that.
Okay.
And then if all else fails, I'll use a bidet.
Oh, there you go.
There's an option for you.
So. All right, fine. I'm going to grandma because she's a nurse.
Yeah. And with the bidet, you're going to have to go dry. Then you have to go wet. And you have to go dry.
You're still going to have to dry it afterwards.
Very true. Yep.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to grandma to help me wipe my butthole.
Okay. All
right. Unless you're ready to sit there, like, after bidetting, like, 30 minutes just watching memes on your phone waiting for it to air dry or something.
No. No. All right.
Last time we did this, I pissed off the LGBTQ community. So let's see what you got today.
All right, Jeff. You're in the Matrix. Okay. Red pill versus the blue pill. Mm. The red pill puts you in a world where anyone you've ever known forgets who you are, and they share zero interest in getting to know you. The blue pill puts you in a world where everyone you know greets you, but with disgust, and they spit on you every chance they get while letting you know they love you at the same time.
Well, shit. So which was which again?
The red pill puts you in a world where everyone you ever known forgets who you are.
I'm gonna go with the red.
And they don't.
Everybody can forget me. I'll move somewhere, wherever, and just start over. It's all good.
Whole new family and everything.
Hey, man. Sometimes you got to move on.
So logically, that probably makes the most sense simply because if you don't know anybody, there's no fear of embarrassment because you don't know anybody.
Exactly.
No, you know them, but they don't know you.
But right, but with that understanding in my head, that they don't know me, now I'm not afraid to be embarrassed in front of those people because they, in their mind, have no idea who I am.
And so there's no shame in knowing who you are. So
you much rather your pops not know who you are than for him to know who you are, but look at you in disgust and spit on you, but let you know that he loves you.
Nah, man.
Now, first off, that would hurt. I much rather would have everyone forget who I am because the first person to spit on me is getting these hands.
Yeah. Oh, grandma getting hands?
That might be tough. That's a tough one. I don't know. I don't want to fight grandma.
Yeah,
she's supposed to be able to wet my butt later.
It's nice to have them forget me, but at the same time, I'd rather not have people spitting on me, you know? So, yeah.
Like, because the thing is, if they say I love you, but are constantly spitting on me and looking at me in disgust, I'm assuming, it looks like the I love you is sarcasm. Yeah. That's how I feel.
At that point, you're just living in a poncho and just covered in sweat and spit all day.
Yeah. There's no appeal to that. So what if they say they love me? I don't want to get spat on. At least with people that I don't know, I could try to start over and gain friends and family that way.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, not from the people that you do know that don't know you.
Right. So
I would try to, you know, build a friendship with them so they can get to know me.
They have zero interest.
Even if it means starting over.
That's part of the rule. They have no interest in knowing you.
Yeah.
Oh, they have no interest in knowing you.
Yeah. So you have to start fresh completely somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah.
Which still better than getting spit on every day.
Gee, man. Listen, man. I don't want to forget you.
I appreciate it. I don't want to get spit on. Yeah.
It's like, GQ, you're my cousin. I love you, man. I do. But if you spat on me every time I saw you, I'm sorry, brother. Not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's really not worth it. It's horrible.
Oh, man.
Okay.
And the little disgusting.
Now that the storming is over, did Danger have the pleasure of
so, thank you for
going against what Bars said?
Someone come up with one for Bars?
Oh, I did.
We could always trust Danger to go against the grain.
I specifically asked Danger not to be the one.
Yes. That's why I was like, wait a minute. If he specifically asked me not to, I should just keep one in the back pocket just in case. You know what I mean? Backup.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking about it in the moment because there's two ways I can go with this. And I'm going to go the worst way this time. I'll take the higher road next time. We'll take it intellectual next time. This time I'm just going to go the other way with it. So Bars. How you doing, brother? You good?
I'm good, brother. I'm good, man.
Good, man. Glad to hear. So would you rather feel excruciating pain every time you had intercourse or not be able to feel anything?
Not be able to feel anything?
That's tough.
Not being able to feel anything ever?
Ever.
Like at any point?
Damn. At any point?
Just zero. Just a bust to move on.
This is why we leave the Bobby the Bars hypothetical to Danger because
All right, Danger, hold up. If I may ask one question on that. In the context of feeling nothing, say I'm watching the Kevin Hart special. I don't even feel laughter.
No, you're gonna feel laughter. You're gonna feel all the emotions. You're not gonna feel anything physically.
Okay.
So basically, he won't feel any type of sensation of any type.
None. Zero.
That's dangerous.
I'm gonna take the no sensation.
Think about it.
I don't want to be in pain.
What?
Maybe you don't want to be in pain
because pleasure.
I don't want to be in pain.
Yes, but pain is your body letting you know that you're in danger.
You'd rather not be in pain. And feel absolutely nothing.
Well, nothing. Guys, imagine
out of nowhere, Scarlett Johansson shows up at your door and you get intimate and you feel nothing.
Is she pleased?
Now that's the question, isn't it?
I'm a pleaser. Listen.
But here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing. You could only go butt for so long before you feel like, damn, nothing I'm getting in return. Like, I'm giving all these people this pleasure, and I'm not getting any of it in return whatsoever. I get emotional pleasure.
There's this thing
on the spectrum called sensory processing disorder, where you are deprived of certain senses. And therefore, in a lot of cases, those are the type of people that slam themselves into walls, burn themselves on purpose, and all kinds of stuff just because they're going so crazy that they're willing to go to the extreme just to feel something. And in this case, you'd probably go crazy, but still, no matter what you do, you won't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think of the psychological lasting effects as well.
Like, you could be getting eaten by a mountain lion and you wouldn't feel it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be afraid. There'll be no fear. If I can't feel it, I have no fear. I'm not scared of being eaten by a mountain lion. I'm scared of feeling being eaten by a mountain lion. I'm not afraid to jump over a cliff. I'm afraid of the impact.
Oh, you reach terminal velocity before you hit the ground anyway.
So you jump a cliff. You jump over a cliff. You'd fall down. One of two things could happen. One, you're dead. You don't feel it. You die. Mm-hmm. You're gone. Or somehow, by some miracle, you survive. But now you can't move. Because almost every bone in your body is broken. Of course, you don't feel the pain. But now, who's going to help you out of that cliff? How are you going to get out of that cliff if all of your bones are broken?
Does that mean I can't use them just because they're broken?
Yes.
You saw the UFC fight, Cliff?
I can use it.
You think you're going to be getting up in that leg?
If it did not hurt when he went to step back on that leg, he would have still continued that fight.
Yeah, but the thing is, he that also tried to step back, but the leg buckled and he fell.
Because it hurt.
He tried to stand on it. He didn't know that it was broken.
No, because it's partially not scaled anymore. It's not a solid leg. It's two things.
Do we need to play that video clip again?
You're more than welcome to. But if I'm a porn star,
because I don't think you understand how severe of an injury.
Hold up, this man said it was a porn star.
I'm a porn star.
Go somewhere good,
and I can continue to have sex with no feeling. Meaning what? I'm not getting tired. You see, no physical feeling. Right. I'm going to continue to bang.
My dude, you start ejaculating blood at some point.
If he actually ejaculates, because he can't feel anything. So
correct.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so part of being a performer, though, is that you got to do the pop shot. You got to do the money shot.
I've seen plenty of edits where, you know, they cut to it. They can let somebody else do it.
We can throw in a stunt penis for the money shot.
Exactly. Exactly.
Stunt? Wait a minute. Did we just say stunt penis?
Yeah.
Trademark that shit.
you better trademark that ASAP.
But also, the other thing is that because you can't feel it, you don't know when you have an erection or not. So, got to figure that trick out too. So,
you got your eyes for that.
Something happened.
Yeah.
That one.
Yes.
So it's like that scene from Harry Potter where he just
and he's like, wait,
goes away.
But here's the thing. He doesn't feel it, right? But you can't stand on it either, because whether you feel it or not, it's broken and you can't put weight on it. So the fall on the cliff, fall down the cliff. Imagine all that. Imagine what you just saw with him, with everything on your body.
All my limbs.
And you try to stand up. Now there's no more porn star.
Honestly, from that high of a fall, you probably have broken your skull too.
Yeah. So nobody's getting moist when they look at you.
Listen.
Moist.
Moist. I'll like this. Do what you gotta do.
Just put this man that's in the body cast with like the opening down.
Okay.
Just tie me to a board, make sure I don't fall in that like that. You know, it's all good. Make sure I'm not sliding all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah, you ever seen a girl eat spaghetti?
On that note, I think we have come to the end of this illustrious show. Once again, shouts out to Justin Case for being our reoccurring guest, man. Much props. Give it up.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate you. But yeah, man, in about 2 weeks, we'll be right back here doing the same damn thing with some new damn topics. So, as always,
shouts out Soul Patch.
Danger, take us out.
Yeah,
man. Shouts out to Soul Patch, brother. Can't wait to have you back on. I know you're doing your thing. You know what time it is. You know, please continue to support those people, because anytime you support those people, you also support you. See that? It's a system.
Yes, all of us. And with that, we are out.
Doses.